Welcome to the Becoming Unsilenced podcast. Today we're going to talk about the five ways that women experience silencing, the five most common ways. And before we dive into that topic, I'd love to share with you just a little bit more about our community. The Becoming Unsilenced podcast is produced by Transcending Limits, and I'm Vicki Haddock, your host, guide, and transformational soul coach. And I'd like to take a moment to share with you our mission. We're here to lead, nurture, and grow an international community of women desiring to live unsilenced lives where they no longer act and live from past trauma, fear, or doubt. And instead, they desire to live and lead confident, significant lives of authenticity, purpose, and passion. The community is a catalyst for transformation through experiential learning, workshops, classes, one-on-one transformational soul coaching, and our unsilenced circles. These are unique, powerful small groups of women who choose to come together to travel on their own journey, mutually supporting each other in healing, growth, learning, and expansion. We grow the awareness of our Becoming Unsilenced podcast through our Ambassador Connect community. If you'd like to learn more about any aspect of what we do, you can find us at www.tslimits.com. Now, let's dive into the five most common ways that women are silenced. I'm going to give them to you right off the top of the bat here, and then we're going to go through each one of them just a little bit deeper. So the five ways women are most commonly silenced. Number one is self-doubt. Number two is past trauma. Number three is religion or other groups that are passionately aligned with a purpose. Four is culture. And five is generational and family patterns. Okay, so let's talk just a little bit about each one of those. Self-doubt is like the cancer of our soul that keeps us from truly stepping into our own power and knowing our own value, beauty, and worthiness. Self-doubt can be placed upon us by ourselves, or it can come from past trauma or other people, from all of the next things that we're going to talk about. But in essence, at the core, self-doubt is not trusting who you are as a person. Now, when you come on the unsilenced journey with us, we delve into helping you connect back to that beautiful, worthy person that you are and always were, but just got distorted and disconnected from. And when you connect back to that inspiring spirit, your confidence and belief in yourself will skyrocket. You'll no longer have a need to consult and ask the opinion of others, to do huge amounts of research, to analyze, to go back and forth, weighing the pros and cons. You'll stand in a place of being able to make confident, clear decisions for yourself. The second way that women are silenced is through past trauma. Trauma doesn't have to be something huge, and it may not be something you remember. So all the events of our lives are being constantly recorded in our subconscious mind. Some of those things we remember, and some of those things we don't. Some we were just too little when they happened that they're not in our conscious memory, but they're all recorded in our unconscious mind. And a traumatic event is an event that caused us to have an emotional feeling that was so strong that we drew a conclusion about ourselves based on that event. So it could be something as small as your mom forgot to pick you up from soccer practice one day. And the conclusion that your little young mind drew was, I'm not important enough for mom to be on time. It could be a much more significant event. And it could be a sequence of small events that have led up to a significant trauma. Now, here's the thing. Trauma layers again over that core of who we really are, and it distorts us because we draw beliefs and conclusions about who we are based on that trauma. And again, that happens at an unconscious level much of the time, but then plays out consciously throughout the rest of our lives. So many people, they're, you know, have things going on well for them in life, and then all of a sudden it feels like they hit a wall. And I can guarantee when that happens, they've gotten down to a depth in their foundation. If you haven't yet watched our, listened to our episode on the Eiffel Tower and the Allen analogy we use, we talk about foundation. And when you hit a rock in your foundation, which could be a past trauma, then that has to be resolved before you can truly step up and own your own voice and your greatest potential. Okay, number three is religion. And not just religion, but I'm going to extend that out to any group that passionately is getting people to follow in a certain direction. It could be a political group, it could be a religious group, it could be a business community even, but there is a sense that the individual's identity kind of becomes encompassed by this thing, and everything that they do or become relates back to their role within that group. These type of groups commonly, maybe they start out with an original purpose that was genuine and well, but individuals have taken over the leadership of those groups that don't have the best interest of people at heart, and they go in different directions. So let's just take religion in particular. So the true essence of religion is spirituality, of connecting to your own greatness and how that greatness relates to the higher consciousness, the universe, God, whatever your language is for that greatness that has created and continues to make our world go round. But what's happened with religion is religion has morphed a whole set of man-made laws and rules that are used to control people in a manner that don't have anything to do with that genuine connection to your spirit and the spirit that created you, the spark of the spirit that you are. So damaging messages that are promoted through religion is that you're broken, you have to follow a set of rules and guidelines, or you may not be loved and accepted, that you might be punished for stepping outside those rules and guidelines. And there's many, many other layers to that, but I think that you get the picture of what I'm talking about. So becoming unsilenced is a process of looking at the beliefs and the values that you have in your life and saying, were these given to me by someone else? Were they placed on me? Or are they genuinely my values? As children, you know, we accept and mold to the communities that we're raised in. And so we take those things on because we literally, in many cases, don't have a choice. but as an adult, you get to choose. And shedding these unhelpful beliefs that keep us stuck in self-judgment, criticism, shame, blame, guilt. Those old beliefs serve no purpose in your life, and they don't serve in helping you to connect back to your greatest potential. In fact, they act as a layer blocking your connection to your greatest potential. And we're going to go right into four, which is culture. And culture puts things on us in the same way that religion or organizations can put things on us. So I like to think about the culture that I grew up in was a predominantly white, middle of the US community, middle class community. I didn't see women in leadership roles. I didn't have a female principal. There were, even though, you know, I grew up in the 90s, it was when I was in high school and coming out into my own in the world, even though women have made significant progress on the greater scope of things, there was still these very limiting beliefs. In fact, my mother, I was a top student, a 4.0 grade student, and could have gone to college to do anything I wanted to do. But the advice my mother gave me was, instead of taking the college prep classes, go take the job internship so you can go get a good job. And that was just all that was what my mother was taught from her mother. And we're going to hold on to that idea for when we get to our next point. But that was the culture that I grew up in, where it was better for a woman not to be educated and not to, the role really still was connected to, primary role was connected to being married and raising kids. And that's where women that I was exposed to were getting their identities from. Now, again, we have to go back and discern what was placed on us and what truth is in that or what myth is in that. So as I've grown and connected back to my own spirit, to my own wholeness, worthiness, and value as a female in the role that I play in this world today, I can own that I am worthy of accomplishing any of the goals and dreams that I desire. My voice is worthy of being heard. That's why you're hearing it today. And I can step out and break those cultural cycles and then also not pass those on to my daughter or my sons. And that shifts us to the fifth topic, which is family patterns. We'll say family and generational patterns and cycles. Because generational patterns can be repeated throughout many generations, where we don't stray far from a pattern, but we don't really consciously know why we're doing that. And here's how that really works. So let's look at the pattern of addiction. An addiction can be anything from, you know, we typically think of drugs and alcohol, but it could be eating. It could be addiction to fear. It could be addiction to worry, addiction to blaming others. Any of those things, if when you were a child, so age 0 to 7, you're an open book. You're like anything that comes into your world, you don't have the ability to filter and judge whether it is true or not true. So in that time frame, everything just kind of imprints on your subconscious mind and becomes kind of this roadmap for you throughout your life. Now, that's okay if there's positive things being imprinted on your psyche, but for many of us, we grew up with unhealthy patterns and behaviors. For me, there was a lot of emotional unavailability, a lot of focusing on problems that were greater than the individual. And so the individual kind of was lost in there. My own thoughts and opinions and desires were of lesser importance. And so those were things that I took in that then became automatic ways for me to operate as I grew, until things in life weren't working well for me anymore. And then it was the opportunity for me to say, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. And so you think about, again, let's go to that addiction. Addiction often can be traced back many generations. And just one example that I always find fascinating is a lady whose grandmother grew up in the World War II era, where she was always on alert, always looking for if danger was coming, how was she going to exit? And several generations, so we have the grandma and then the mom and then the daughter. And daughter's mom always parked at a certain parking space in a parking lot that was very near the exit, could get right out. And one day she became very upset because she couldn't get the parking space that she wanted. And the daughter was like, well, why do we always have to park here anyway? And as they began to dissect into this, they began to understand that that was a pattern of fear that had been replicated through generations back from when grandma truly was in genuine danger. And today, when there really was no genuine danger, that pattern was still unconsciously inherited down the line. So that's the five top ways that women are silenced. And here's the important thing. It's a simple three-step process to let go of this silencing and to heal these patterns and generations of self-doubt, trauma, things placed on you from other organizations, culture, and family patterns. Number one is somehow you have to have the awareness that what you're doing now isn't working for you. And that awareness then leads you to seek a different way. And you can then choose to be what I call a transitional character. And a transitional character is one who says, I'm going to take responsibility for healing these things in myself and in my family lineage in order that they're not continuing to be passed down and replicated. That's what I did for myself and my kids. I said this pattern of addiction and codependency stops, and I have to stop it in me and then role model it and replicate it to them so that it stops in them. So that's the thing, awareness, commitment to change, and then our journey is all about connecting back to the person that you really were by removing these layers, healing that past. And then once you're connected with that spirit inside of you, a whole new world of possibilities and potentials opens up. And that's when we begin taking inspired action in the direction of our dreams. And dreams, by the way, and desires, I believe, are firmly planted seeds in our soul that reflect to us what our greatest potential is, and that they're planted there as inspiration for us to move in that direction. Okay, well, thanks for being along today, and I look forward to having you in our community. There's several ways that you can connect in. if you are ready to just really accelerate and advance this unsilencing, then you definitely want to check out one-on-one transformational soul coaching and get started with that as quick as you can. I found for myself that coaching allowed me to accelerate 4 to 5 times the pace that what I could have done things on my own. And then we want to tap into one of our unsilenced circles, which are those powerful small groups of women committed to travel together with common purpose for their mutual healing, growth, support, and expansion. And then, of course, we offer various classes on an ongoing basis. So definitely subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform that you listen on. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, and then get connected in our community with whatever feels most important for you right now. Now, thank you for being here today. I, again, am Vicki Haddock, your transformational soul guide on your earth journey here. And until we meet again, may your day, your week, and your life be brighter because you spent this time with us here today.